Well, we've been taking a look at state health care exchanges. 14 states and Washington, D.C. have them. And yesterday, we heard about Maryland's, plagued with technical glitches and leadership problems. We asked if any of you were faring better, and we heard from many. So let's have a periodic check-in. We'll start today with David Haseltine. He's from Portland, Oregon, a state with one of the worst early report cards. And David, Oregon had that very upbeat ad campaign. You wrote us that you were so looking forward to being able to have health insurance because at 27, you have some chronic conditions.
Right. I suffer from a chronic infection. Depending on which doctor you ask, I either have chronic Lyme disease or post-Lyme disease syndrome. Really difficult to get coverage, even if you have, you know, your own private insurance. I have had to pay a lot of out-of-pocket expenses for doctor's visits, for emergency care and out-of-pocket prescription costs and things like that. So I was really excited, and I signed up on CoverOregon.com the first day. The issues that I had were that I didn't have Internet Explorer installed on my computer, so I couldn't actually complete the online application until I downloaded it.
Okay, so that's one bump, because you wrote that the process was relatively smooth and easy, but there were some bumps along the way. That would be one, not having the tool that was needed, Internet Explorer.
Yeah, and that just seemed a little odd, because I don't think it's a very popular operating system. Aside from that, filling out the form went fine, and the only issue was that the electronic signature at the end of the form didn't go through, so I got a call from Cover Oregon maybe a week later saying that they were going to send me a paper signature sheet that I'd have to sign and then return to them, which I did. Then I didn't hear back for a few weeks, but I called and they said that they're determining my eligibility for the Oregon Health Plan, which is our version of Medicaid here.
Right, which again you need. So a little bit of pins and needles then, waiting to hear.
Yeah, I'd like to assume the best based on the tables that I've looked at. I am eligible based on my income, but yeah, it is a little nerve-wracking not to know.
Yeah. Well, and what will you do if you don't qualify?
That would depend on what sort of subsidy I might be eligible for under like a bronze or a silver plan, but if the subsidy isn't very generous, I'll probably remain uninsured and take the fine. It's nominal, like $90 a year or something like that.
Well, and we should say that you do work for a medical marijuana dispensary there.
That's
in,
correct.
In Oregon, but they don't have enough employees to have their own insurance plan.
Right, and we only just opened. The whole industry's brand new, and it's just not something that would be feasible for us for a long time.
So David Haseltine there in Portland, Oregon, overall, what are your thoughts about healthcare?
I think that this is a long time overdue, and I know that whenever you try to do a huge change or a huge overhaul of something as mammoth as the health care system in America, there's bound to be some bumps. So if I come out of this with a few, you know, problems like a signature page or having to install a browser I don't like, but I still have insurance on January 1st, I'm happy.
David Haseltine, Portland, Oregon. Good luck.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. And again, the success stories have been fewer than the failures, but we're looking at some success stories today with now Franklin Garland. He and his wife own Garland Truffles in Hillsboro, North Carolina, one of the country's few truffles farms. He wrote us that he and his wife signed up through the North Carolina Exchange in just 15 minutes, no glitches. Franklin, tell us more.
Well, it was extremely easy. I got on the site and it led me through it. I did look and see what options were available to begin with. We did have, I believe, 17 possible plans we could pick from, and maybe that was the hardest thing, is actually selecting one that was adequate. They were all adequate. I mean, one that catered more to our situation than anything else is really what we were needed to find out.
Tell us about your situation. Your wife has fibromyalgia.
My wife has fibromyalgia, and she has arthritis, and she's had this for years. Now, she gets treatment for the arthritis, a couple of things, either cortisone shots, few recent years, radio frequency ablation. Basically, her medical bills between the two are about $20,000 a year.
Whoa.
Which we were paying out of pocket, simply because our insurance coverage for her, the only thing that the insurance companies would grant her would be a $20,000 deductible. There's our medical bills right there, okay, basically.
And then a premium on top of that.
And a premium on top of it, close to, I believe it was $26,000.
Oh, wow.
Okay. The kicker in this is that the insurance companies, while they would recognize their arthritis as a condition, most of them won't recognize fibromyalgia as a condition, but they use that as a reason for the high premium.
So, and fibromyalgia, very painful. So you've been going out without insurance for several years, paying out of pocket because of this huge deductible and then huge premium on top of that. Well, so what are you paying now?
Health Care Act, right now we pay $91 a month.
$91 a month? What's your deductible?
Our deductible is zero deductible. This is after the tax credit.
So you qualified for the federal subsidy?
We qualified for the federal subsidy, had no problem getting it. And with our joint income, we qualified for a relatively good plan out here. Now, it's zero deductible, yeah, and of course, on the hospital side, hospitalization and surgeon expenses, we do have to pay 30% copayment on there. But still, that makes it affordable for us.
As you just said, we want to underscore that. You are going to, under the plan you've picked, you're going to have to pay 30% of hospitalization, which could be $30,000 right there.
It could be pretty hefty, yes. Yeah. Yeah, but it's still better than we had before, which was 100%.
Right, right. You know, North Carolina did have a rocky start. What has this meant for you that you've been able to do this?
What it has allowed us to do is that we do have 4 part-time employees, and we can offer insurance to them, and some of them are actually quite young. So this is one case where it happened without a glitch, and we actually have made quite not only ourselves happy, but a couple other people out there that now have coverage.
Franklin Garland of Garland Truffles there in Hillsborough, North Carolina. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you so much, Robin.
So, Jeremy, we have been hearing from listeners who want to raise their hand and say, but wait, there's me.
Yeah.
I have had some success. A lot of people writing from Kentucky. Of course, that state was said to have one of the best state exchanges. So let us hear your experience, and especially when you pick up, as one of our listeners did, what a problem might be with the system in your state. Let us know at hereandnow.org.
And one other story we're following today, President Obama switching from health care to the economy, saying today the basic bargain at the heart of our economy has frayed. He's talking about income inequality and upward economic mobility. Details later on All Things Considered. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, offering a variety of insurance products, including auto, renters, boat, and motorcycle. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.